welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. Today we got a special episode featuring just Loa and the GM, Paul.
Hi.
Say hello, Paul.
Heyo.
This will take place during Loa's spirit walk, just as a recap, because this will be slightly out of order.
Actually,
possibly.
It's going to take place after. It's going to take place after that. This is going to be after you came back.
Gotcha.
So I'm kind of going to explain there. So Loa's been spirit walking for the better part of like 8 months now, like six or eight months if my math is right. I was just checking the like when things happened, and he's gotten damn good at it. It isn't so much as just letting the spirit take him where it wants to go. He can kind of steer himself now. And what you didn't tell your friends, and because you probably shouldn't, is that your spirit walks aren't necessarily 100% in the spirit world. They can fade into reality and out. Your first spirit walk was purely spiritual. It was going to the plane where Loa comes from, the spirit, and kind of just suffusing yourself with his energy again, and you know, absorbing his wisdom. And it's almost like you were always missing part of yourself and you found it. It was almost like it was hidden by the taint that was on you that was then burned out, but it didn't uncover the shit that was covered up. So, and that explains your secondary power set now, which after the revamp is you are fire and
sage. It's a wisdom based.
Yeah, it's like Art's charmer, or Chris's charmer, or Bright Force from last season's the muscle, or you know what I mean. It's wisdom based, and as a monk, seems like a good fit for you. But anyway, so the first walk was you suffusing yourself with the spirit of Loa, embodying his tenets, or its tenets. And the walk after that, because this is your fourth, the second walk was helping some Haitian refugees who were trying to flee a supremacy that was starting to form. And instead of doing that, you also helped eradicate said supremacy. It wasn't anyone crazy powerful. They just had a unique power set of being able to turn into a ghost.
I do have a unique ability to deal with ghosts.
Yeah. Your third spirit walk led you to let me sure I have this right. It led you to the ruin, or to the site of the pyramids in Egypt. And you ended up dealing with a pharaoh and kind of stopping him from turning into a mummy lord and trying to kill everyone who wasn't of natural Egyptian descent. And you treated with him, and with your newfound sage wisdom, you were able to convince him to
rest in peace,
and not kill everyone. He did, however, mention that you managed to get out of him that you might want to pass this on to your friends when you do meet them next. That he mentioned that there was something added to his tomb that he can't interfere with. Okay, this would be your fifth walk then, because I need your fourth walk was more personal. It was you going back to watch, your father, Voodoo, fighting Hex, the man who cursed your mother to die when she gave birth to you. And you realizing, even then, your dad was, before his deal with whatever archdemon, whatever whatever
the
evil
demon
force,
vampire lord thing.
He wasn't someone you wanted to associate with. Like, even at his best, he was okay. If that makes sense. He wasn't someone to
look up to.
And eventually you kind of figure out he's a waste of space.
Yep.
And while you may end up solving his problems in the future, it isn't through any, filial love. It's more obligation. But this is your fifth spirit walk, and it's the one that you felt the strongest tug to, excluding the first one. And you're kind of floating through the astral space, just kind of luxuriating in it, I guess. You feel freed. after dealing with your dad and realizing that he's not worth your fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up, you know, you're kind of just floating, and all of a sudden you look down, and below you, about 10 foot below, is the ground, and you feel yourself fading out of the astral.
I will proceed down to the ground.
You look around, and you see rolling, you know, hills, and you see there's a mountain to your back, a huge mountain range to your back, with snow-capped mountains. To the west, you see more mountains, and to the north, you see, very far away, you see rolling hills. Roll me a perception or history, your pick. Either one, actually, probably both.
Perception, history.
Got it. Your dice told you to fuck yourself?
Yep. So perception is a total of 16, and history a total of 17.
So it wasn't awful. Bad rolls, good bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
So perception-wise, you think you see what could only be described as the Great Wall of China. And history-wise, you know that this is a remote region in China. Technically not even part of China, like even in like our world anymore. Or it is. It's like tangentially related. Yeah, so it would be in what is Tibet, which is technically China, but it's culturally it's not. It's very arid. Wait, is it arid? Looking at the map. Yeah, it's very hilly. So I was right. Okay. Yeah, it's hilly, and there's a bunch of what are they called? Lakes and things like that. So it's actually very pretty. But you're like, why am I here? Usually there's a person you have to talk to or something. There's nothing.
I will proceed to fly around and explore, see what sees me, and hopefully I see them first.
That would be the best for you. So you take the flying around, and it's, you see, you know, well, here's the thing. No one has had contact with China since the surge, like basically at all. Maybe it's like 6 months after at the absolute most, but before any and all contact was cut off. What do you do with that knowledge? When you check your wrist device or you check your comm link, no connection.
No connection to Dido.
Okay, Dido's still there, but it's local, so you have old information.
Gotcha.
But you do have someone to talk to if you have a question. She can answer like a historical question for you.
Yep. I'm going to basically ask her what was the most recent contact and what wasn't involved. Was it
the most recent contact was from one of the cities that they're pretty sure is still standing in China. That they were looking for assistance, like help before. There was something happening with the populace, and they needed help.
All right, give me a heading.
So, but you are, without exaggeration, hundreds of miles from any of those locations. So you're pretty sure it would have dropped you closer. And okay. you can check maps and get that information.
I fly at, excluding my bonus action dash, 90 miles per hour.
Yeah, so you're pretty quick, but that's still
over an hour.
No. You're like, I just did the math. You're like 800 miles or 900 okay. miles. Like, you are half a country away.
Gotcha.
Or a third. You know, like it would be unreasonable for your spirit walk to drop you here. There has to be something else.
Gotcha. I will proceed to continue to look around to see if there's anything that really catches my eye. I do see undead. I see ethereal, if there's anything that also pops up that way.
Uh-huh. So, as you're flying, you do see a ton of spirits that are displeased or displaced. You see them, you know, in, it looks like a lot of them have been cut down by blades or some kind of, like, force.
Until something directly comes to me, I will start trying to help the ones I can.
Yeah, so
it's, you know, lay them to rest, whatever it takes.
Yeah, so You fly. Let me make sure I'm not nuts here. That's exactly what I wanted you to be. Perfect. So you're going to fly, and eventually you're going to see what remains of a city. You're flying about southeast. And you see a gorgeous... I will actually show you a picture of it because it's really cool. For those of you who cannot see it, it's the Patala Palace. So, but the Patala Palace is, it's a World Heritage Site. It's, on a lake. I'm going to show you a picture right now. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely stunning. White stone. It's, and you see all around it, destruction. I mean, I'm talking all the buildings nearby, absolutely leveled. The only thing left is that building. And you see people walking around in, like, ancient armor, guarding it.
People, or undead people?
No, actual people.
I will land and approach.
So you watch, you walk forward, and do you speak any of the Chinese dialects?
Atlantean? Primordial?
No, wouldn't help you. What languages do you speak? I mean...
English, Primordial, Abyssal... Undead, American Sign Language, and Atlantean.
You speak English, and guess what? Most countries in the world speak English at this point, because it's the language of trade. And someone says, you know, someone with a, it looks like wooden armor almost, like wooden armor held together with strips of leather, says, you know, in a language you don't understand, you say, you speak English, and he says, switches English, he says, stop right there.
I obey.
And he says, oh, what brings you to the Holy Land?
My spirit walk. Loa has brought me.
And the guy stops, and he says...
my Loa has brought me.
Yeah. He stops, and he's like, okay, so there's what you'll know about because I guess you when you saw it you asked you asked Idaho what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Patala Palace, and there's the monk dormitory to the left. The red palace is the center, the white palace, and then there's a storehouse down below. Storehouse looks like it's still not destroyed, but it's not in great shape. But the Red Palace is almost, you see a sheen of magic around it that even you can see without being able to cast spells. I was just giving you a context. And the guard looks at you and he says, let me get a guard captain. Please stay here. There are men with, which you look up, and it looks like a cross between either a rifle and a crossbow, maybe? Up on the walls, and there's like three or four of them trained on you.
Do you want to say rifle, or you want to say energy blaster?
No, it looks like they took a rifle, took the receiver off of it, and mounted a crossbow on it. They basically built arbalists.
Gotcha.
It looks like a Kalashnikov they fucking ripped the top off of, that they attached metal bands to make crossbows out of. And you'll find that as a theme here. It's a lot of something that's repurposed. At least among the guards. Like, this guy's wearing what looks like might have been part of a chair as armor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he leaves, and do you do anything in the middle?
I sit down and meditate where exactly he told me to stop.
Yeah. At a certain point, a white dog walks over and, like, stops next to you and sends you a sniff.
Animal handling?
Sure.
Just trying to befriend it.
Yeah.
Come on, Dice.
And this is, it's a small white dog, like, probably no bigger than a large cat.
23?
Yeah. Super friendly. It begs for food. You have some.
I give some provisions.
It sits down next to you and waits.
Do I see it as a spirit, or is it physical?
There is some kind of spirit overlapping it. Yeah, but it's not of an animal. It's of a person, maybe. But it's really dug in deep. With that check, I'll give you a chance to identify it. Roll history.
I just took expertise with this remake, so I have a better chance at this than before. 21. 13 on the die.
Yeah, So what you're gonna find is it looks like some kind of monk, but he's got really ornate clothes, very ornamental. His ears are hung really low with gold through them. This is some kind of holy man from years ago who's inhabiting the body of a dog. That's a person, and you know it's a person, and now he knows you know it's a person.
Yep, I will switch to saying greetings.
And he looks up and says, huh, and it's coming out of the dog's mouth. It's been a while since someone noticed me. What brings you to the palace?
Well, I'm on a spirit walk from my Loa.
Got it. You know, maybe there's a reason you're here. So he says, I'm up in the Red Palace. When the guard comes back, the captain, just tell him that Kung Lo told you to go to the Red Palace, and they'll know to listen.
Kung Lo to the Red Palace.
Kunglo. Yeah, he's astral projecting. He got interested because he's someone new. He'll explain that. He's like, Palace. And you'll notice that historically, you know, that the Padella Palace was pretty much destroyed by warfare. It looks like it's been reformed to its former beauty. It's all perfect. And you look and you see runes engraved into the stone, and it probably, once magic showed up, it rebuilt itself.
Okay.
Almost like it was intended to always have that feature and just didn't fucking work. About 10 minutes later, it does take quite a while, and the Kung Lo does stay and talk with you. Nothing important. He says, I'm not going to discuss things while I'm not within my sanctum, but, you know, what would you like to know about my people? Or this place.
Anything you're willing to share. My Loa brought me here for a reason. I have not figured that out yet. Any insight might help.
So what's your Loa's purpose? I mean, what would you like to know?
My Loa's purpose is to destroy undead with my holy fire.
Okay, that could be super useful. And he says something, and it's obviously lost in translation. You think it has some meaning, like super strong zombie or skeleton, unusual undead.
Gotcha.
Is the general term you can parse. And he says, and he kind of sits there and he's like, he says, how did you get here?
My Loa brought me. I descended from the clouds and I was here. My last walk had me back in time.
Hmm.
Yeah, my father was the last one. Then the one before that was Egypt.
Oh yeah, you're right.
My Loa just brings me where I'm needed for these walks.
He says, so you're obviously supposed to be here. He's he looks up. He says, oh, he says, there's the guard captain. Follow him. He's a good man, even if he's a bit of a stick in the mud. I mean, I wouldn't say he's not like us, but he defends the people here. And you realize that everyone you've seen has either monk's robes on or is a woman or child. Do you ask him about that or no?
No.
Okay. He says, I'll see you up in the palace, and he fades lightly. You see his spirit kind of fade out, and the dog then looks at you, up at you, like, hi, can you give me some more food? Because it's just a dog now.
I give him a little bit more food.
It's excited. The guard captain comes up with his subordinate, and he says, what brings you to the palace?
Oh, I recently had a conversation with Kung Lu, and he requests me to the Red Palace.
Kung Lo, okay.
Kung Lo.
Which palace did he say?
The Red Palace.
Understood. Please, sir, follow me. Please be warned that the men here are all trained as warrior monks, and the women and children are under our protection.
Understood.
And he turns and...
I also make a gesture. I carry no weapons on me.
He says, these days that doesn't mean much.
Just as a gesture, wasn't saying it, but just showing that. I got it.
Yeah. And he gives you a look like, come on, dude. So you follow him up the long staircase. You see he's got preternatural, like, he's probably got some kind of dexterity-based ability. He's taking steps 3 and 4 at a time. But he keeps up with... He makes sure you can keep up, but you obviously can.
Yeah.
And he's leaving the other guard behind, who eventually he just tells him to wait, you know, go back to his post. You follow him up and you kind of wind your way through... until you walk through the White Palace. I believe it was the White Palace, if I remember right.
Red Palace was the...
Well, the Red Palace is where you're going, but I want to double-check to make sure I'm not out my gourd. Yeah. You go through parts of the White Palace to get to the Red Palace, where you're read through, and you look and you see these people are hungry. Like, you don't see any modern conveniences. It's very, like... You see a guy roasting some kind of monster on a spit, and they're carving off thin strips and putting them into bowls of noodles, look paltry. You see like a grown man, probably 5'10" with good muscle, and you watch this. You can almost see the muscle if you roll with your medicine. You know he's malnourished. There's something here that is stopping them from getting food. It's painfully obvious to someone as wise as you. And you're led up to the very top of the Red Palace, where there is a golden roof above, and sitting inside is a maybe like 15-year-old boy. He waves and he says, Loa, come sit.
Kung Lu, I presume?
Kung Lu, yeah.
Kung Lu. Sorry, it's Rob.
It's okay. You get it right, I understand. He says, I'm what they call an old soul, literally in this case. This boy died in the surge, but my soul was, I'm reincarnated into a boy whose soul couldn't handle the surge.
Gotcha.
He was like 10, so I'm 15 now, but 15 going on like 150. he says, this is, thank you for coming, for whatever purpose. So you said something about, and he reaches over and touches a sigil on the ground, you see, and the thing you're sitting underneath with the golden roof fades, like, everything outside fades, and you're not sure if it's tech or magic. It's probably magic, but maybe it could be high, really, really high in tech. Would you like to roll Arcana if you want?
Natural 20. Plus 5.
Yeah. This is a divine barrier against intrusion, against not only intrusion, but detection from a range, as well as it's got a kind of effect similar to yours in that if you lie within it, the person who activated it will know. It's like a trifecta of holy shit, people would wish they knew how to do this. But you look and you see the magic coursing through it. It's just thick as ropes. It's...
And by the way, to the audience, one of my new abilities is to be able to perceive when people lie.
Yeah.
It is a... their deception versus my passive insight.
Yeah. And I'll honestly, most of the time I'm going to take passive deception because they're not actively trying to lie. It's just they're talking, and you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're actively lying, I'll roll. And he looks at you and he says, "I'm going to be straight with you. We only have 3 months worth of food left, and that's assuming we can hunt. But with the way the undead have been recently, we're screwed."
Well, that's probably why my Lola brought me here.
I mean, that's fantastic, but what... I mean, I know that your Loa gives you that purpose, and I saw you fly in, so you have some sort of fire ability, but there's hordes of undead from the city around us. What can you do?
I have purged many of places with the group I have trained with, called Purge. They are specialized in resolving undead related issues.
He says, I should bear with you. I've only lived in this time for 5 years. He says, I was back in the Warring States period, was when I was a monk. That's why I knew how the magic worked. Just so we're on the same page. I assume Purge is an organization from some country I've never heard of?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that there's people out there still doing, you know, the temple's work. I wonder if maybe, well, that's kind of similar to what my temple used to do. I wonder if there's some connection there, or maybe not. He says...
Question. Do I have my professor orb with me?
Yes.
Okay. I will also introduce him to the professor orb.
It's not... It doesn't have... It has a pseudo-personality, but it's mostly for answering questions.
Yep. I was going to try to use it to possibly get more information about this location, if it knows anything.
What are its other triggers again?
I wish you didn't say that.
It's real life horror movie shit. Purge, Rules and Regs. Making Ambrosia.
And Terrors in the Veil, North America.
North America. So it says, I do not have any information on this location. Now, you do know that it would be frowned upon, but you could have Dido inhabit it, which would give her a lot more access to move around and be able to be more helpful to you, but it does put her... And it's not really a risk, either. It would just... Mm-hmm. It might not be something that Purge would approve, but... Mm. It's not explicitly against the rules. How about that? Would you give her access to it so she could move around?
Yes.
So she's actually going...
Better than being stuck in my comm device.
Exactly. So she's going to fly around. She's going to, you know, like, float up, and she says, Hello, I'm Dido. I work with Loa and his organization. I'd like to spend some time investigating. And it says, a machine spirit. I've heard of those. He's shaking his head. It's a lie. It appears above his head. Or what is the indication of lie? Is it the word lie above his head, or is it something else? Do they grow horns? Do they grow a tail? Like,
the silly part of me says his pants light's on fire. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yeah.
That's the silly part, but I want to say it's just a sound beep.
It's a visual representation.
Not an auditorial?
It's only you see it, though.
Yeah.
But a beep would not tell you who it was.
No. Okay, what about more like a pulse that comes from the person?
It could be that, but I don't think that's nearly as interesting as there being literally the word liar until you like acknowledge it.
Okay.
We'll go so with that for now. Is it a lie, or is it like growing horns? Because that'd be funny. Or a tail, or their nose grows. Like,
I want to say they become wreathed in flame until I acknowledge it. That's harmless, of course.
Yeah, but it's only you see it. It's a visual thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Just because of my holy fireness.
So a tiny bit of flame appears because he's obviously he's joking with you, but he did lie. And you acknowledge it, and it goes away. And he says, I mean, please, you know, if you go outside, hold on. He yells out, actually, he stands up, he stretches, you know, his 15-year-old legs, leans out the barrier and says, this sphere is working on my behalf. Make sure none of the guards shoot it. And Dido floats out, and she says, and she texts you, I can still contact you like this. If you need something, let me know.
So short range communication still works.
It looks like you've tested it. It's out to about a mile. So that's the whole palace and then some. Kung Lo comes back inside and says, "We need help. We do not have the means. The zombies are the undead are attacking us, and we cannot get to our fields." We have fields going fallow right now that would feed us for months, if not even a year, if we could get to them.
Alright. What is creating all this undead? If I go for the source.
We don't know. I don't know. He explains that, you know, he's looked, but the current body he's in is not powerful enough for him to go safely. It hasn't gotten its spark yet.
15. That makes sense.
So, he said, if we can make it to that point, I know that I'll be able to handle it myself. But that's not for another 9 months. And my people can't survive that. If if something doesn't change, we're going to have to go towards one of the cities I've been told still stands.
From what I'm told, the nearest one's like 800 miles away.
Yes, I'm aware. As I said, my body's not strong enough yet until I get my spark. Our only choice is either to have someone like you arrive and help deal with that evil force, or leave and to go to the nearest city. We would have to leave next week if we're to survive, and even then, more likely than not, 2/3 of our number will die along the trip.
Well, I am here to serve. I shall be your tool. You want that field over there?
This is honestly the thing we'd really like, is if you could figure out what.
Mm-hmm.
What is causing this?
Do you have an idea of where I could start looking? What might help direct our investigation?
He kind of thinks about it for a second. He says, honestly, we assume it has to be something in the city that's animating it, and that's animating them. And for some reason, it is stronger out by the fields, so maybe start there.
Start in the fields? Is there any underground tunnels there?
Not to my knowledge, but again, I'm not necessarily the most well-informed.
And he's not lying?
He's not lying, per se, but he's not well-informed about that. It's more of like, the thing you're specifically asking about, I'm not well-informed of, but yes, I am well-informed about other things. Okay. And you can glean that without... He did not directly lie to you, no.
Okay. If you could possibly find somebody more well-informed, you could direct them to me. Do you got, like, maps?
He says, my guard captain should be able to provide you with local maps. And you get a text message saying, I have maps.
Okay. I will ask Dido if there's any crypts or catacombs underneath said fields. Any...
You know that this was a fortress, not a palace when it was originally built. So more likely than not, those are legitimate. Like, these could be undead from thousands of years ago that are being reanimated. In addition to the millions of people who died in the fucking cities, there's probably some. And it says based on the information I have, I assume that there'd be some kind of undead lord that's hiding in a cavern somewhere that's causing this.
And you'd suspect to be somewhere underneath said fields where it's the strongest?
More likely than not.
Can you find me a fastest route there?
Yeah, just draw the map.
Yep. I have it appear in AR, and... Alright, I have my heading. I will then talk to him and say... According to my source, it's likely an undead lord that's underneath the fields.
Understood.
I will head there. Do you have anyone that's... I guess if you did have anyone that was particularly well against undead, you would have been using them.
Oh, we do. One second... he says, there's a young woman here. She, for some reason, the undead won't touch her. And she's been able to... No, it's not her.
I'm like, really? Am I second no, solo mission? She appears twice? He says,
it was the twin sister of this body.
Okay.
No, not twin sister. The older sister of this body. She's about, she's 17 years old. And, we don't know what her spark is exactly, but we do know that the undead won't touch her. I can have her meet you at the foot of the mountain if you'd like, at the foot of the palace if you'd like. She'll need to prepare for battle.
I will protect her with my life. I come with healing capabilities too.
That's useful. And it gives you this bow, and you feel a wave of this, not quite holiness, but like a spiritual.
Spiritual pleas?
No. I'm trying to think of the best phrase for it. Sorry. A spiritual blessing, I guess, would be the best way to put it. And the next time that you would miss, you can turn it into a crit. Today.
All right.
So he says, I don't necessarily, the woman they call my sister is not, she doesn't like me. She loved her brother. I did not willingly take his body, but he would have died otherwise. And I've actually introduced her to his soul and let them speak. I have that kind of ability. But she refuses to believe me. So you may get a bit of pushback if you acknowledge, let her know that we get along.
I have an odd question. What are the chances of, if I clear the undead lord, will the old spear come back to the body?
None. This was years ago.
Okay.
And he's passed on. I know that. I've checked. I'm pretty sure he reincarnated already. If my spiritual senses are as tight as they always have been. Somewhere warm, but not as desolate as this place.
Gotcha. Alright. I will see you soon.
Clear the undead of the fields so they can harvest. All right, perfect. So you head down to the palace, and you can fly. He says you're fine. You're free to fly now. The people have been informed you're here.
I will still, judging by how long it might take her to get prepared, I'll take the scenic route down. I'm not gonna rush if I don't need to.
He asked the guard to lead you then. Nicely, you're led down through, and you're shown the different pagoda, the different. What are they? It's the name of the equivalent of like a steeple. It's I literally just saw this. With an S. STUP. Stupa. The different stupas that they point them out along the way as like culturally spiritually relevant, and you'll notice that you can feel them before you even get close. These are potent spiritual artifacts that, if channeled properly, could probably make 100 square miles safe.
And I don't think I have the mojo to do that.
No, but now that you know this place exists, you could send somebody back here. That might even be better than you helping them get food at this point. But you don't feel a pull to do that. You feel a pull to do something with these undead. Alrighty. So,
and we're marching.
Yeah, well, so you go down to the foot of the palace, and you wait there for maybe 5 minutes. It's not bad. And you kind of just observe as what you can only describe as servants. The servant women, like, they come out and they offer you a paltry amount of food.
Just want to look up one quick monk thing.
Yes, you still need to eat.
Yep, I just wanted to see what level that was.
It's like 10, I think.
Can we charm a friend at this level? 10 is the immunity to disease and poison.
I thought it was part of that.
It's a 15. Timeless body.
Yeah, like I said, I knew it was something that was... That's what I was looking for. Perfect.
But I will do whatever is the politest way to accept / decline to keep them well fed. Or I'll take it then offer it to others that are less fortunate. Whatever is the most appropriate.
Yeah, no, you handle it properly. And you're it's very... You politely decline and you explain that you've just eaten, even if you you like take a small bite of something so you're not lying because it feels wrong. Mm-hmm.
I shared a meal with the dog.
Yeah, you just share and jerky bite, mm-hmm. bite. Yeah, she nods and she says thank you. You know, we you know, if you need anything, please let us know. You know, I am. You know, and she gives you a name. And coming up behind her is a strikingly gorgeous young woman. I'm talking like jaw hang open. Wow. With the jet black hair that hangs, you know, hangs to the middle of her back. She's wearing pearlescent white armor that you're pretty sure is not natural. It's probably, she generated it.
Super mage armor?
Like the holy equivalent. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it sets her AC at 18. It is, and then she's got this big old white round shield that's made out of a similar energy. You think she might have the holy power set, if you had to guess. Or celestial, or literally a holy, and she has the symbol, you know, but it's some kind of, like, it's spiritual rather than holy, you know what I mean? Want to roll something for super?
Fighting maybe? Style?
Yeah.
My, special skill. So that's a 31. I rolled a 19. This die has been on fire since I switched off the initial two dice.
Yeah.
It seriously hasn't rolled lower than a 13.
You'll see that she has a naginata. What's the Japanese equivalent? She just has a fucking glaive. Like, she has it, and she wields it like it's air. And she looks at you, and she gives you an up nod, and she says, I hear you're here to purge the undead.
That is what I am sent for.
I want in.
I welcome you by my side. I am Valerian Gray.
And she says, Ming. My friends call me Ping.
All right, Ping. You mind if I call you Ping?
No one here does, so please do.
All right.
Real name is Ming. Friends call her Ping. And she explains as you kind of start walking that they called her Ping because she used to always have notifications going off all the time because she refused to put it on vibrate. So she says, it's not a problem anymore. She pulls out like... She holds out an old comm link that she pulls out like an old cell phone that's probably 15 years old. You get the impression she was probably poor before everything broke.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's 17 now. It's 15 years old.
It was not originally hers. This is like
it's a hand-me-down.
Or it's what she could afford, and then she's mm-hmm. done. You know, you notice there's some small modifications that have made to it, like the screen looks brighter than it should. It's got an external battery pack that, like, hangs off the side a little.
Do I get an extra burner on me?
Look, an extra phone? Not really.
Okay.
You carry a comm link because it doesn't get destroyed in combat. Phones do. She doesn't even have AR rings on. Like, that's how low-tech this area is. So, you're walking, and she just says, please, tell me anything that isn't here as you walk. And... Actually, when you mention that you could fly, she summons a cloud underneath her feet, and she floats behind you. She's pretty fast behind you.
He gets as talkative as she lets her. Or lets him.
Quite literally will talk to you about anything that is not this mm-hmm. place.
I will mention that I'm in training at a special school, but I'm on... sabbatical, and Loa had brought me to different places and times.
Huh, interesting. And she asks you a question about, like, you know, the what do you think of the spiritual entomology of the Loa is, and basically she's saying, like, what makes your god tick or your spirit tick, like, where does it come from, what is its source of power.
Mm-hmm. Rob really hasn't thought some of this through, but Loa obviously has, and we'll give out a good explanation.
Oh, would you like me to tell you?
Yes, please.
Your Loa was formed is not a being. It never has been, never will be. It is the collective goodwill of all people from that region when it comes to helping communities and protecting them. It is literally a spirit of protection. And it specifically, it leans against undead because they're like the most vile thing that exists to it. Roll me an insight check.
Twenty-seven.
You get the distinct impression that she's impressed by you, like more than a little, more than just like professionally. She's just you're different. You're moving. You're willing to fight when everyone else is trying to hide. That she likes. So she leads you to where she thinks, where she's felt a taint, like something that was not good, and. She points down into a hole in the ground that she says, this was not here when everything started. I assume something nasty came out of here, but my brother wouldn't, but my, she holds up air quotes, brother wouldn't let me in.
Gotcha. Are you able to see in the dark?
She says, yeah, actually, like since the surge.
All right. I will... Actually, I down my flames so that we can sneak a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a glowing, hey, I'm right here target to make me sneak.
Makes up. Sense. Yeah, so you go, so you know, you kind of wick your way down, and it ends up being like a spiraling corkscrew that goes down probably 100 feet, which is like, but the grade is not very. Deep, so you probably do like 6, 3 or 4 rotations, and you end up in a basement that you end up in a chamber full of graves or overturned graves, and you realize this is probably where they were originally laid to rest, and then things changed, the ground shifted, and it like sunk, and you see at one end of the room there is a dark black spike shot into the middle of the large, like, into the, where you think the chest would be of the most prominent person down here, and it is radiating dark energy. What do you do?
Dido? You see that?
Yes, Loa.
You think that there's a good chance of being our source?
Probably not, but it's not a good thing.
Alright. I think it's time to radiate it. Unless I can make a religion check to get more information.
You could try religion.
I could try religion. Doesn't mean I'm going to succeed at religion. I rolled a 2 on the die, but I do have a single lucky.
I'm leaving that to you.
I will have a 7 total. I'll save it for later.
You're not sure. If she says it's not, it's probably not. It might be something useful, might be something not. It's definitely evil.
Probably should be destroyed, though.
Yeah.
Do I sense any undead down here?
Yeah. You sense one in the body. One looks like it's spiked down by that big-ass black spike. And then you sense 2 more to the right and left. Sorry, 1 more to either side.
1 more to either side?
Yes.
I will see if Ping speaks American Sign Language.
She looks at you with, like, and just shakes her head.
Understood. I see 3 enemies. One is pinned down.
One doesn't look like it could move if it wanted to. It might be if you remove the spike, it would free it. But it is not currently able to move.
Alright, I'm going to proceed to take out the 2 non-pinned down ones.
Alright, so...
Just be ready in case this is an actual ambush.
It is absolutely an ambush. You go to move toward them.
I am going to super move towards them.
Okay. I was getting fucking dice initiative bags out. That doesn't make any sense. Alright, so let me see if I can give you a stat block for Ping. Or if I want to just give... Do I... The my monsters are going to attack you. So, you guys are, but essentially, they're incorporeal, so when they reach out, Oh, yeah, they're incorporeal.
I see them.
Yes, but they're inside the wall.
Okay.
So, it's initiative.
I'm trying to find when, where her initiative is.
It's just dexterity.
It's just straight dex for her, so plus four, okay, yep.
Did you beat an 8?
Both times.
Good, then it's you guys, then us.
Alright. I will...
So they fade out, and they look like green, like, they look like soldiers with masks that look like they were nailed onto their faces.
But they're outside of the walls now.
I'm going to say, for fairness sake, yes.
If I drop a fireball, these walls look resistant enough, because it says I took a specific penalty for enemies only.
Yeah, then it wouldn't affect the walls, unless you want it to.
I don't want it to.
Cool, then you can use it for free.
I'm gonna center up as best I can.
This is a massive chamber, like, but you know what?
30-foot radius.
So. Yeah, it's huge, that's fine, yeah.
As many as I can get.
There's only the two of them. There's only the two of them. You couldn't get to the other one. It's inside a grave still.
But I'm talking about the guys coming out of the walls.
There's only two of those.
Oh, the way you...
One on either side.
Okay, I thought it was a lot more.
No, I would not put four of these things against you. They're too tough for that.
Alright, then I'm just gonna... pull guns of the bowl, dash into one, since they're whichever is farthest away.
There's only one that's like partially out of the wall. You can hit that one.
Alright, what's the distance to it?
60 feet.
So an additional D6. 66. If I hit.
It's for every 10 feet, not for every 5.
You said it's 60 feet away.
Every 10 feet. Oh, yeah, thank you.
That's a 1. I'm going to use my lucky, because I don't want to take all this damage.
That would hurt.
Alright, so will a 28?
Yep. I even gave him plus 5 AC for being partially on the wall still. And he's still fucking hit. My armor class is a potato.
Fire damage, then... sure. I'm also gonna spend a key point to do radiant damage. Mercy hands.
Doesn't seem to do anything extra.
No radiant damage goes through?
It doesn't seem any more effective than fire.
Oh, any more
effective. Sorry, your fire. Anyone else's fire? Shite. Your fire? Excellent.
Unfortunately, there's only one dice of fire damage in this bunch. And a roll of 6. Do you want me to identify out the bludgeoning or...
Nope.
Just add it straight up?
Yep.
Alright.
30. 37
plus
12.
49? 49.
Yeah, hurts real bad.
Alright, and now second punch.
Doesn't hit nearly as hard.
Correct. But that is one successful hit, and one use key. 17 on the die, so I'm even better.
It's.
Alright, I'm also going to... No, I think I can only mercy punch once per turn. I can hit 3 roll 1s. 19 damage this punch.
19 total?
Yep.
Let me do some basic math. I think I'm still fine. Not fine, but alive.
It's also suffering from the poison condition if it can.
It's immune.
I figured as much, but it's something the physician's touch does.
I had a feeling.
Alright, I'm gonna flurry of blows.
Mm.
Another 17 on the die.
I think it drops. I don't think I have enough hit points. Yeah, it drops. First hit, then that hit.
Alright, still got... Because I declared Flurry of Blows, so still I got one more punch.
You cannot reach the other one. It is too far away. However, you could theoretically reach the spike if you wanted to punch that.
I have a tabaxi dash. That doesn't take an action.
Doubles your movement speed.
Yeah.
Would you like to use it?
Yeah.
This one is not pointing out of the wall. Like, that was some...
You said it was.
Partially. I said the first one is partially out of the wall, the other one was not.
Okay, so I can't target the other one in the wall.
You could target the spike, though.
You said there were two
that you knew were there because of your undead senses. And then the spike with another one beneath it.
I'm going for the non-spiked one.
Okay. So that you killed the only one that was available for punching. The other one is still on the wall waiting to fade out and come attack.
I'll try to move to a more centralized location.
Okay.
Because I don't have any bonus action flurry of punches attacks.
Okay. All right. Any
else? Yeah, I'm not even injured.
Anything you'd like to do?
Complain some more.
I heard it. Noted. Ignored. Moving on.
All right. Then Ping will move in and throw some Eldritch Blasts.
Her only real target is the spike.
Not even the two other ones I've seen in there?
So there's the... Okay. Let me just lay out what... In front of you is the spike with an undead trap beneath it that you cannot see. It is underground. Okay? You know it's there because you're in your blind sense. Okay? To the left was an undead you killed just now. To the right is another undead who is the same as the one you just killed that is not yet out of the wall.
So there were only three total enemies.
Correct.
I was taking as five.
No.
Two coming out of the wall, two already there, and...
No.
So it wasn't really an ambush.
To be honest, I probably should have done more, not realizing how much damage you can output, but I didn't do that, so that is currently what's there.
Okay. Yeah, I took it as five total, two coming out of the wall, two already there, and one spiked.
It looks like there might... that's what I got for you.
Yep. And Eldritch Blast cannot target a spike.
It can. It almost seems like it's a creature. Or it's got some kind of sentience to it.
Alrighty then. Then it's going to get blastoed.
It is force damage. It is radiant damage. Double it. She has radiant Eldritch Blasts.
Alright. That's both hits. 19 and a 17 on the die. Alright, so 10, 18, doubled to 36.
Okay. Yeah, it shudders, but it doesn't seem to break yet. That's both shots?
Yep.
Cool. Anything else? She has Warlock spells, so if you can think of a bonus action spell she could use.
Should she have had a Radiant Form of Hex?
Yeah.
So I could have tossed two more d6?
Yep.
Ten more damage.
Not quite there. Okay. Next, me?
Yep.
So my remaining floaty undead boy in the green is going to float over and try and attack you. He rolls twice. I'm going to miss twice. Never mind, I'm going to crit once. Cool, so I need more d8s than I have out. Take 43 points of psychic damage from a crit. Would you like to do anything about that?
Not this time.
Okay. You have your.
I got my retaliation.
Kaboom! And then it missed the other attack, and then you see the spike shudders, and it almost looks like it's trying to wiggle its way out of the ground. But you know it's evil. Like, you know that it's evil magic at play. Okay. It's your turn. Top of the order.
Top of the order. Alright. I'm going to... punch the guy that just punched me.
Seems decent.
I'm going to add...
I'm really surprised you didn't counter it.
Yeah.
Like, you get so many uses per day.
And I don't know how long this adventure's going to be. I'm not going to use it on a random mook. If I can help it.
Fair.
All right. I don't know what the boss is going to do to me.
I don't know what the boss... That was a crit. That's the only reason I said you should do it.
Oh, that's a crit.
It's real bad for me.
Since I crit, I'm just going to also add in... my smite.
So what do you want to call it? What's your smite going to be called? Like, it's got to have a different name than just smite.
Radiant Flare.
Okay.
Oh, that's a d20. That's not my damage dice I need.
Okay. What's your base damage, just so I can do math?
D12 plus D6.
So, 3d12 plus D6, so that you're adding 30, you're adding 42 already.
And then a D6 for my, I can't speak. My hands of harm. Mercy Monk.
So you're adding 48?
48, yeah. So 10.
58.
12. 19. 60, 28. 7. Plus.
Dead.
12.
Dead.
So that's 10 more key and.
Did you say 10 more key?
Yeah.
How much key did you drop on that attack?
1. I still have 10 more key.
Okay, I thought you said you dropped 10 more key. I'm like, holy shit! Like, how?
No.
Okay. Okay.
First Monk ain't that good.
You get my confusion. I was like, holy fuck! Alright. Yeah, so these guys, fuckers are dead. I guess I got a crit on it, so it's not that big a deal. Alright.
Second punch on the spike.
Yep.
How much movement between my location and the spike?
30 feet.
I can only do that one.
Can you do 4 damage?
Can I do 4 damage? Can I hit? That's a better question.
That is a better question, yeah.
Will a 18 hit the spike?
Barely. You did 4 damage? Good.
Yeah.
It breaks. And you feel the ground shudder. Like, it shakes almost like a localized earthquake. And broken inside is you see a golden spear tip, maybe? That quickly dives deep into the ground. And you see it pierces the undead, who glows this vibrant, like, and it grows. And grows. And grows.
Bonus action, activate my regen on myself.
I think we still said it's an action.
For others.
Okay. As coming, unearthing itself is a amalgamation of bones that forms into a giant skeleton. It looks at you and roars, and it sounds like the pain of dozens of people, if not more. I didn't get out enough soccer balls.
And that was my third successful punch.
Yes.
What's his initiative?
Now. Last. So it's her turn.
Yep. Bonus action, she moves her hex.
Seems decent. Actually, it seems like this guy was already hexed by her. She hexed the spearhead, which is embedded in its chest.
I think she misses plus 8, so 17.
Hits.
She hits once.
Well, what's the other hit?
13, 12.
12 misses.
Alright, so 7 plus 5 is 12 doubled?
Nope.
Radiant damage?
Nope, not on this.
Okay, 12 radiant.
Okay. It is me.
Yep.
The thing draws up a massive... You'd call it a great axe, maybe? It's absolutely astronomically sized. It's bigger than you. It's going to try and hit you with something bigger than you. 26 to hit?
I can't dodge that, so yeah.
19 misses, correct?
Yes.
Third swing. 23 to hit.
I will use... It's a melee attack?
Correct.
I will deflect it.
With?
defensive duelist.
Okay. Oh, yeah, which is just enough, right?
Yeah. Puts me at 24.
Okay. So one hit. I grab my soccer.
I might regret this, but dashing hit is better than taking multiple.
Take 25 points and make me a wisdom saving throw. Sorry. What would it be, wisdom? It's an ability I gave it. Make me a wisdom saving throw. That's right. I don't think you're going to fail this, but...
24.
You felt this wave of overwhelming need to kneel and shake it off. Next.
All right. Mine?
Yep.
Already on the target. I can choose to smite after hit, but I'm also going to take my regen healing first.
Is it the 10.1?
Yep. Will a 25 hit?
The only one which costs is 14.
Oh, okay. Then I'm very likely to hit multiple times.
I know. Right. Double your bludgeoning.
Double bludgeoning?
It's a skeleton.
Yep. I am also choosing to smite again, because I think this is the big boss. Is that a fair assumption?
No. That doesn't seem there's any intelligence behind this thing.
Okay, I still want it dead faster than now.
It hits really hard.
Yeah. Okay, so, doubling bludgeoning, 13, 26, 9, 34, 44, 47, plus 6 more radiant for 53.
Okay.
All right, second punch. I've been shortchanging my Mercy Hand die. It's supposed to be a D8. That'll hit with a 17 on the die.
That's a 7 on the die, but 17 total?
Yeah. 17's doubled to 34. 37 damage.
Death Lunge. Exaxes.
All right. So much for getting my healing off before the...
Missed. Badly.
All right.
A 1 and a 9, so... Yeah. It goes to swing at you, and the golden thing within its... Yeah, it just fucking whiffs, and you just reach out and grab the golden thing in its chest and rip it out. You feel it suffused with some kind of hateful energy, but it doesn't feel like that's its natural state.
Can I try to purify it?
Roll me a firepower check. And also make me a perception check.
Alright, so red is fire, and blue is perception. Fire power check is a 29.
Okay.
Perception is a 30.
You hear a stone shifting behind you. Like, probably on the other end of the cavern.
Like where ping is, or...?
Like, 20 foot behind ping.
With a 30 perception?
You're too far away from your blunt sense to kick in, but you're pretty sure there's something else there that's coming.
I will dash that way.
How close do you get to it?
I'm...
Interposing yourself between her and it? Yep. Okay, so you're 15 foot away.
I still have my bonus action?
Yes.
I will use some of my spirit pool to heal myself.
Okay. Okay.
I just gotta look up how much it actually is, because it's been a while. This should be D10. Nope, D8s. Oh, that's damage. Right. Probably should have also added in one of my key healings. Mercy healings as well as the spirit pool. But, also, it's not too late.
What was that?
I would have tagged in my mercy healing, too.
That's fine.
Because I was injured. Well, good as it's going to be. I will also tell Ping something's coming from behind. I'm also 10 feet away from it.
So you're coming out, and it's... and he says, you hear a voice that comes out almost warbly, like,
"Who dare disturbs Necromancer Emperor Huan?"
"I do, with the might of Loa."
"Then die."
I need you... I need 3 attack rolls from me.
So Ping doesn't get to act?
No, he's actually attacking through the stone, it looks like. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to figure out something to do, or she could do something to draw him in. She's a warlock. Yep. Doom, doom.
I don't know what doom.
It's the opposite of repelling blast.
Yeah, but if he's in the wall, I can't pull him out if I can't target him.
But his hand is. It'll be hard to hit him, but if you do, you'll pull him out.
I did not know she had reverse repelling.
She's a push pull kind of person. Gotcha. She has both. She picks which one she applies. That'll hit you. That won't.
What's that to hit?
29.
I can't do anything about that.
I know. And 27.
Can't do anything about that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay. I gotta reroll that. This die is rolling on fire, and it's not good for me right now. 12, 14. That's 19 from the first one. Necrotic damage, if it matters.
Nope. It used to, but it doesn't now.
And then 10, 20 from the second. And he says, "Begone, invader!" Reaction? But he's speaking in English.
Reaction?
Yeah.
Take 20 points of damage.
I'll heal 20.
That's my
damage. Oh, it's fire?
Yeah, it's my...
I'll take 20, yeah. This, you're pretty sure, is the boss. Because it's intelligent. However, it's speaking in English. Perfect English.
And I'm a little bit surprised by it, but it has a huge host of bodies to learn from. I also speak undead, so... Even if it wasn't speaking English.
You can speak with undead. You don't speak the language of undead.
No. I have it written down as just...
I know. That's how you wrote it down. But you can speak to the dead with English, with whatever language you speak. Continuing, though. What you gonna do? She now sees it. She sees a hand. She could try and blast it.
All right, but I can't have her go before me.
Mark but down. She didn't get to act. Because she had no target, so she was ready to blast anything she saw.
All right, so she goes all blast, though.
It's a high DC, but there's a chance she does it. You gotta mark which one's first, which one's second. So
yep,
just roll them individually.
Red is first, blues are second. Red is first. Red is gonna be a miss, but blues is gonna be a hit.
That's bad for him. That's real bad for him.
I'm assuming a 12 will miss him.
It does.
By 27.
Hits a 23 with help from the wall.
He takes 16 radiant, unless doubled.
Doesn't double. And he is yanked out of the wall, and it leaves behind what looks like a 10-foot, like a 15-foot dorm room with, like, TVs, bed... And you see a teenager and a skeleton, like with a skeletal head and a staff. That looks like that's what that stuck out with a hand. It looks like this is someone who got turned into a skeleton with the surge. That's what you guess.
Gotcha. My turn.
Necromantic Emperor Huan.
Yeah, you're no emperor. I will take my 10 points of regen. That's 100. Let's change that.
The regen to OP.
Yeah, actually, I am going to use my Sage Flame ability on him.
Oh? That's bad for me.
Well, I gotta roll the hit first.
I hope you miss.
I hope so too. have an auto crit on one miss.
Ah, fuck.
Does a 16 hit?
No.
Oh, so 16 crits.
Yeah. What? How many dice do you roll? Let's see if it matters.
12d6.
Plus. So 72, you kill it.
Plus
6. 72 plus the dice you roll, kill it. Don't even bother. Describe as you absolutely immolate this fucker.
I get hit by the attack. She pulls him out right into a huge flaming punch through him.
As this range. I thought it was ranged.
It's ranged, but
okay.
I'm just flaming.
It's a ranged punch, like yeah. You know, like a Hadouken.
Yep.
He goes, "You'll never." Oh my god, my parents! And he bursts into your holy flames, and left behind is the t-shirt he was wearing, like, and it said, like, Kuan Yu, like, the, the local college name on it.
U.S. college or China college?
No, like a Chinese college.
Okay.
You can roll it if you want. That was a good roll.
That is
too.
Nasty.
Rob, save us some time. Stop. You killed it. She's already dead.
48 plus 72. 120. Oh, plus
6
more.
126. I think your math is right. But anyway, and you watch as he fades to, like, his soul burns away, revealing a probably 22-year-old neat, you know, who was inside his dorm room, and his spark hit when the surge came, and his flesh fell off, leaving behind an undead. He had the undeath power set. There was nothing you could do. That was who he was going to be. But instead of using it to help people, he killed an entire city.
Mm-hmm. And was ready to kill the rest.
As, you know, Ping kind of like, Ping cheers and she says, "The energy, it's fading." She says, What is that in your hands?
The spear that was in the big undead that we first fought.
She says, "That could be Guan Yu's spearhead or glaive head."
I think this artifact belongs here at this temple.
Yeah, she says it was our most holy relic.
It was missing.
And she takes it reverently and she looks at the glaive she's carrying and it's like, I should talk to people before I make a decision that will probably change things.
Mm-hmm.
And puts it in a pouch that she like puts it, you know, it's like a belt pouch that's pretty long. She puts it inside and she leans on you a little bit and she's like, "Thank you so much." She's really, really, you know, forward about it. And then she says, "We need to go back and talk to the temple and make sure that, you know, can you fly?"
Yes.
"Can we fly up and make sure that the undead hordes have stopped attacking the fields?"
Of course, I was planning on that.
So you guys fly out.
I go top speed and slow down for her.
She keeps up.
At 90?
Yeah, she keeps up.
Okay, then 135?
No, she doesn't keep up with that. But she'll keep up with 90 for a little bit before it seems like she has the regular flight, but she has some kind of ability to amp it, maybe. She can modify one of her powers a certain number of times per day. So she tried to keep up, but she couldn't do it.
I slow down to keep up with her.
Yeah. She flies, you know, she flies out, and then you guys look down, and you see the fields of dead, the fields of undead just lying in the fields, and among the crops. And as the sunlight kind of crests, it burns them away, revealing bones.
Yeah, they're good for the soil.
When ground, yeah. And she's like, she weeps. She's like, we've lost so many people to trying to harvest these fields, to try and feed us, and you know, our country is gone. Like, yeah. The last we heard, the only three cities left were Beijing, Xi'an, and Nanjing.
And the last we heard from them was this amount of time ago. It was never actually specified, but I will tell
them. Like 3 months ago.
3 months ago.
I'm sorry. 3 months before you went down. So, no, 3 months after the surge. Sorry. Like, so it's been almost 6 years since anyone in China has gotten out. And no one knows why. Do you ask?
Yeah.
And she says, I mean, we've been fighting nonstop. Bandits, you know, bandit lords setting themselves up as kings. But the Great Wall seems to be working again. It activates and stops anyone from crossing it. But no one knows how to let people through.
Apparently my Loa does.
No, you were, like, you, like, appeared within.
Yeah, via my Loa.
Yes, but you're not technically here. You are, but you aren't. Like, your spiritual form is, and I guess technically your body is, but you're mostly spirit right now.
I'm corporealized spirit right now.
Yeah, and she says, how can I get in contact with you again?
You know what? I'm probably going to get a new comm device once I get back. Here's mine. Have an upgrade.
She looks at it like it's foreign, because it is.
I will explain everything.
She's like, and these rings make it work. Okay. And Dido says, sir, I don't know if that's a good idea.
All right. You got a better one?
Yes. There's an electronics store about 10 blocks that way that I can sense active comlink. I can sense active devices within.
Okay. I'll do that instead.
So you fly over there, and you find that there's a single person who's been hiding there for years, living on MREs, who has been hoarding all this advanced, like, regular tech, but to them it's advanced. And through some creative threatening...
Negotiation. Aggressive.
Through some aggressive negotiations, you manage to convince him to share the wealth. And you tell him, hey, you can live in the temple where your people... And you don't have to eat MREs, you can eat real meat, and, you know, and eventually he agrees.
Yep, because meat's back on the table, boys.
And, she says, how can I get in touch with you again? Like, I want to spend time with you. I would like to get the fuck out of China, if possible. And she, like, her eyes blaze with, like, the need to travel, to not be here anymore.
Hey, Dido, what's the chances of getting a new classmate?
Relatively good.
When we get signal again, can you bring that up to Sinchoku?
Sure. It looks like her powers are trying to latch on to you.
I let it.
And as you start to fade away, so does she. You fade and fade, and she's like, okay, I can tell if my power is doing this. Very cool. What's happening right now?
Your spirit walking with me now. We might be returning to my place of training.
Interesting. You know what? It can't be worse than where I am now.
Yeah.
She, you see, what's his name? Kung Lo appear, out of in his astral form, and flies over to you, and he says, "You've done a great service for our people. If there's anything we can do for you once..."
What do you end up doing with the spear? Because
it's still in her pouch. Okay. And she's like, I probably should have given this back, but at this point I don't think anyone there could use it. When you realize that it has an intense aura that if you're not attuned to it, just rejects it. That's how it does extra damage.
I held it without harm.
Correct. It didn't hurt you because it hadn't been activated yet.
Gotcha.
When I touched it, it seems like I activated it. And she, like, touches it to the side of her baggie, and it rips it. Like, it has a, not a vorpal quite effect, but it's got some kind of, like, rejection field around it. And she says, well, it looks like, we're going spirit walking together.
Yeah.
I should give you my last name. I'm Ping Hua.
Ping Hua?
Mm-hmm.
Good to know you.
Or, I guess Ming Hua, but Ping Hua, but,
it's all good.
And you two just kind of, like, fade into the astral together.
And I think with that, folks, that is it. You guys take care.
And with that, it's time to end. Come on. I've used it so many times.
I know. I want to do my own ending.
Go nuts.
I did. And then you stepped in.
All right.
Take care, folks.
Good night, everybody.